This is Anderson Ben's podcast, episode 132 for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Gee, I messed with you. I didn't interrupt you.
Well, you didn't, but then you moved, like, your chair or something, and then so, like, the the focus went on you, and then Google just changed Hangouts again, so they put a little live button up really after they normally do, so I don't know if the audio is going to catch it. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just going to reach over and grab my tea that I forgot.
All right, so this week we had the true test of our relationship.
I hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Were you? We finally got Lisa a new laptop. Well, actually, a laptop to replace her aging desktop, and we got it all set up, and it's pretty nice, actually. So hopefully, podcasts will be smoother going on this end, anyway.
I think that was very gracious of you. The desktop was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. It was an awesome desktop way back when. But it has caused us a number of issues. And so it's been a challenge. But we've discovered the hard way that the test of our relationship is not... you know, any of the usuals, you know, couples always fight about, I don't know, money, sex, parenting, things like that. No, we're good. Everything's great except the whole technology thing. I don't do change well. I will admit that. I mean, why should I? But it's been a challenge. Don't whistle, it's obnoxious. But no, everything is good.
All right, good. We'll see how it plays out here. So.
Exactly.
So this week, thanks to a...
couple different people.
A couple different people, partly in due to a conversation with Mr. Girdler on the phone. Was it just yesterday? Just yesterday.
Feels like yesterday.
It could have been 2-3 days ago for all I remember. I think it was yesterday. We thought we'd go into a little bit of a primer, as it were, of some of the different Estabrook models everybody's familiar with. The J series of pens, and I happen to have a few here. Sorry, Wayne. The main three sizes, really hard to tell here. Here we go. The full-size J, this one just happens to have a sticker on it. It's fat. The LJ, which is length but slender. And then the SJ, which is slender and shorter. So you can see they're a little bit shorter than an LJ there. So most people are familiar with those three. And so we thought this time around we would get into some of the earlier pens that perhaps most people are not familiar with, as far as even model names, conventions, colors, options available, et cetera, et cetera. How's that sound?
Awesome.
She says as she drinks her tea. And Lisa, unfortunately, is not feeling well today, so we're going to... As we always say,
we're try to keep it short.
Try to keep that short, which means an hour and a half later we'll be finishing up.
No.
So prior to the J series of pens, everybody's familiar with, or some people are familiar with, the flat top pens that Estabrook made, which were made from about 1933 to about 1941. Estabrook, nowadays we call them dollar pens. $1.50 pens, because that's how much they sold for in the day. Estabrook obviously never called them that. But They did come in three different sizes, just like the J series, and pretty much exactly like the J series. You have a little B, which stands for Brian.
That's cute.
That's cute, right? I was just waiting for you to come up with something. And then there's a model A for Anderson. The B is the full-size model. A is full-length but slender, just like an LJ. And then there is a slender and short model, just like the SJ, which was called the H. So really, they're pretty much the same size as their later cousins. Maybe a little bit. Actually, the H is a little bit shorter. But same kind of idea. Three sizes, of course, six colors, black, blue, green, copper, red, gray. In the beginning, I started to get fancy names for them. Later, they were just blue, gray, green, red, blue, black. You will see them in several different clip variations.
And Brian has them all.
I do not have them all, actually. I discovered today I am missing an early blue Model B with an early clip. I guess I'll have to find it. But they have a two-hole clip. Sometimes we call them two-hole clips because there's two piercings, two holes in the clip. This particular one has a large, very large hole at the top, and they're more round in nature. There are also others that are slightly different shaped. There's really no good way to date these by the hole structure. And then later on, they had, and I'll show you that in a minute, they made them a little more rectangular, and then they put a little rib up the top. So those definitely are later than the others. But even in the 1941-42 catalog, which is the last year of the Model B series, and the introduction of the J's, which was the Visiomasters, you can find two different styles of clip, round, open round, and then the one with the rib up the top. You've got all sorts of weird stuff going on in the 41-42 catalog.
Everybody says you're garbly.
I'm garbly?
Apparently your video is garbly.
Well, I'm just going to keep plugging along here because I don't know what the...
Okay, keep plugging along.
Keep plugging along. There are hard rubber models available, which this one is. And those two also, they have a number of different options that you'll find the cap band placement real close to the lip of the cap. They also have couple different styles of levers, which I have named, given them, I guess, essentially three different names. The earliest are a spear type because they look like a spear. And then there's a spade style, which looks like a spade. And then there's an earlier version of the spade style too. So there's a couple different variations there. Then Estabrook started to get into colors, so they started to do solid colors, and I forget the name of this particular material. We had an ad for this. They came out with these solid colored plastic pens, and they're really, really hideous.
Yeah, they are not made well. The plastic was not it was not meant to last.
Well, it was revolutionary at the time, right? I mean, they were brilliant, bright. I mean, these pens are now 80 years old. Most of them have not held up well.
No.
They distort. They're often found almost bent, banana-ish. But those came in the standard five colors other than black. So you could have the five colors plus hard rubber, so you'd have your full set of six. Later, of course, they went to the marbled plastics, which we are all familiar with. But Estabrook did have what we call the $1.50 pens, which were based on the Model B series, same size, but with extraordinarily marbled plastics. They're just really gorgeous. They made them in three cataloged versions. Foliage green. There's a pearl gray, which is a very pretty gray marble. And Morocco red, which is one of my favorites.
That's a really pretty one.
Yeah, I actually used a Morocco red. It might have been this one. Maybe not. Morocco red dollar 50 pen in grad school to grade papers, and I put red ink in it. Actually, I put red Sanford's ink in it, which is really bright, and that's what I used to grade papers in grad school.
Oh, see, I don't grade in red.
You don't?
No.
You're online now, so.
Well, when I do grade for the classes I teach in person, it's like purple or blue.
That's purple or blue? Okay, well.
Or green, sometimes, to mix it up.
Found it was a perfect excuse to use a red pen to put red ink in, and that's what it was. They also made four different $1.50 pens that are not, to date, we have not seen any of these in a catalog. The first one is gray with red veins, little red flex in it. Very similar to Waterman had a pen of this particular material. Quite scarce. And then, of course, probably one of our favorites, the cracked, what we now call cracked ice. The lighting in here is really terrible, but a yellow version, which is really, really, really pretty. There's a blue-green.
It's like an aqua color. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's maybe the most outstanding color on a pen ever. Wouldn't you say? I mean, it's right
gorgeous.
And then the rarest color, which is clearly not yellow, is a pearl white, which for a white color, can't really see it here. Oh, that's better. It's not yellow. It's really, really a pretty color, but very, very hard to find. You can see the difference a little bit there. So, those three. And then there was one last series of pens. And most of these, except for the cracked ice versions, you can get them in models B and A, slender. I've yet to see them in a short model H size. Except for the cracked ice, which are available only in full size. And the last color variation that I can think of is near and dear to our hearts is the doctor's pens. And these are white. And they have, as you can see, a black on the top and black on the end of the barrel, or red. And these first appeared, as far as we know, in the 1941-42 catalog for the medical profession. And of course, this is not the Rosborough set. That's just in case you're.
It better not be.
Better not be.
That does not come out of the tray.
It doesn't come out of the tray. These did come in the model B size and then the model H, which is the smaller size, but not the slender size. In a very early form, which is our Rosborough pen, they came with no color indicators at all. It's exceptionally rare. We have not ever seen another one like that ever. So, and then, of course, the other option available at the time was this little gem, which has red indicator marks on it. And this is actually a thermometer holder. So you could have your red ink, your black ink, and your thermometer holder in your pocket. So... That's kind of a quick and dirty overview of the early dollar pens. I mean, they lasted for about 9 years, and came out with some really, really pretty pens.
Yep. Very cool stuff. Some of those are really hard to find, and when you do, they're not always in the best of shape.
Yeah. Yeah, the $1.50 pens, the celluloid models, have a tendency to crack in the cap. They crystallize, and they will crack right where water or ink will get underneath the inner cap, and then they'll crack. And that's usually how you find them. It's very rare to find them otherwise.
So. Cool. Here's your Esterbrook corner for the week.
Esterbrook corner? Yeah, that was a little shorter than I expected, but.
Well, you're trying to keep it short for my cold. I thought it was from cleaning my office when we put up the new laptop and the whole new system, and apparently it's not just from dust, it's a cold. So I'm waiting for the NyQuil. What else do we have to talk about? Lots of crazy stuff coming in to the store, and the
store's been busy
going out. Do we want to do the sailor giveaway now? Talk about that.
Well, you know what we should talk about? What was in the news today? A pen that is now discontinued.
Oh, the Hudson.
The Hudson.
Yep.
For the real astute out there, you may have noticed that we've had the Hudson line from Edison off the site for a while, but the Hudson has been discontinued due to ability to acquire the clip. The clip is no longer made, so the Edison Hudson has been discontinued. The good news is there will be a new pen coming in the Edison production lineup first quarter 2015, I guess is the best estimate we can give. So there will be something to take its place, and we're kind of excited about that. So
yeah, we'll see what it is. We don't know yet. So
we literally have no idea. So I don't know if it's going to be now. The Hudson line was typically more conservative colors,
mm-hmm.
but
well, we did get to see Brian and Andrea Gray in both Detroit and in Columbus pretty close together, and they did let a couple things slip, but they were still finalizing the colors, but they were debating between this and that, and so we got to at least see some of that and mm-hmm. play with some of it. So it's going to be whatever it is, it's going to be pretty. I'm still waiting on my pen, so
I purposely have not been saying anything just in the end. I've forgotten.
It should be soon. The PCA bought for me as a going away party, a going away present.
Going away party?
It's party enough for me, Ben, as the outgoing president. So I like a free pen, so I'm just waiting. It hopefully, in the next week or so, it should be here.
That'll you think
cool.
so?
Brian told me it would be 2 to 3 weeks, and it's been a couple weeks.
Okay.
So they have, you know, they had to get back from Columbus like we did and recover and get back up to speed. But it was, it'll be pretty. I can't wait to show it off.
So. I can't even remember. I think I remember what color it was, but.
It's a green Beaumont.
That's, yeah. You like the Beaumonts.
Yeah, I like the size. The Beaumont and the Hudson, the now discontinued Hudson, both are that, slightly thinner, flat top and flat bottom. I like that in a pen.
It wasn't really thin. It was a large pen.
Well, the Hudson, but
not thin, but
no, but it was still a decent size. I have a fairly small hand, and I didn't find that it was too big. So, anyway, okay. Lots of stuff going on in the store. Tons and tons of stuff coming in. It's super exciting. Brian hates it because it means putting more stuff up on the site, and it means that Dave and I get to see all this cool stuff coming in, and we just text Brian, and he can't have the same immediate gratification that Dave and I get.
No, and then I get in, and they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, yesterday we got this in. I don't even tell them anymore. I just come in, and they're like, oh, we got a bunch of stuff in. You know.
Yeah. So, today, what did we get in today? Today, we got in the new super awesome Red Falcon. Gorgeous pen. I'm excited.
Super awesome, is that in the name?
I think it is. I think, you know, like
super awesome. It's SA.
Like nibs are like the soft fine or the soft broad. I think it really means super awesome fine, super awesome broad, super awesome medium. But check out the nib. That's just very cool.
It's nice looking, yeah. Now you said I could have one of these, right? Is that my Christmas present?
I said we're gonna ink a tester.
Oh, see.
It's the same thing.
Now the story changes. Dave's not here, and the story changes.
Yep.
I have a witness.
We have a policy at the store. Dave takes my side from 9:30 to 4, and then when Brian gets into the office, then when Brian gets to the store, then Dave switches.
Yeah, I mean, I get an hour and a half a day. Come on, man. Give me a break. I like the clip on that. The clip looks nice. Just from the... I literally haven't had a chance to see this.
I know. Thank you, Wayne. It is an awesome sticker, yes.
Let's see. Let's hang on. I'm going to give you the focus here. Now twist. Rotate it about 90 degrees. I want to see the profile of the clip. There we go. Oh, yeah. So it curves up on the end a little bit. That's nice. It'll fit in the pocket nice. I like the cap bands.
Now, Pilot makes phenomenal writers. This one's going to be fun. I think we're all going to be playing with these at the store tomorrow. So it is the first Falcon that we have gotten in. It is the red that just was released on December 1st. I was shocked. They mailed them on the 1st and what's today, the 2nd? I guess they mailed them on Friday. And we got ours today, so we're excited about that. But we will be getting in slowly more Falcons down the road.
And we should mention these are soft nibs. They are not fluffy nibs. This is one of the biggest things, and we may have talked about this before, but you have to be careful with these nibs. They're too easy to spring. They're soft. They're not designed to be Waterman Flex. They're just... They give you some line variation, and that's where it is. So,
yep, just check with Mr. Girdler. You can spring it in pretty quickly.
Yep.
So.
What else you got?
I got lost. Hang on.
While you're doing that, I'll ad lib. Stormy Gray did come in this week. Actually, we got it on Saturday. And we didn't get our complete order in, so we kind of hemmed and hawed, and we weren't sure exactly when we were going to get the rest of it. So we just decided to put them up, and they were gone in about 30 minutes. So it does look like we may get some more in this week, maybe?
Possibly on Friday, I think.
Possibly on Friday, yeah. So Tim says
Thursday
to go
or
there.
Friday.
Yeah, so, apologies for those that we had more requests for it than we actually got ink in, but there was no real fair way to do it, so we did the best we could. There it is. Next up.
I can't see what I'm doing, so we did get in also the Twisby 580 AL in orange. So that came in.
I mean, yeah, it looks nice.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, there we go. Now I'm back. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Orange section.
Aluminum.
Right. And the orange piston filling unit. That's kind of funky.
You know, I think this is... I like the 580 AL, but... I don't think there's enough contrast between the natural aluminum and the shaft is orange too. There's not enough contrast between the natural aluminum and the clear, transparent barrel. It's all kind of a white look to it, and then this really pops. So,
yeah, this is fun.
It's kind of nice. I like it. And there may be other colors coming in the future.
Hopefully. So yeah, there's that.
Move around the street.
We also expanded our Retro 51 line. There's not much left, but we did start to get in the hexamatic pencil and ballpoint, reminiscent of the old Rotrings a little bit, and similar to the Twisby.
Yep.
So these are really nice.
It's a decent weight, 0.7 on the pencil. There's a 0.5 option.
I do like that down further where you would probably naturally grip it. You wouldn't hold it too far up. No. It's got some cross hatching, which makes it a little bit grippy. It makes it so that it won't slip out of your hand. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's got a nice clip. One of my favorite features is a clip that has a little bit of an upturn on it, so gently mm-hmm. goes into your pocket, and it's a little shorter. Let me give you that. It's a little shorter. It's not as long as some of the other, like the Twisby mechanical pencils. It's a hair shorter, which is kind of nice. So, nice pencil. And they come in ballpoints too, right? Did you mention that?
They do. Yes, pencil and ballpoint. And at 8:29, whoever bet on 29 minutes in. We forgot to mention we hope everyone had an awesome Thanksgiving and pigged out on turkey. Oh, so there's your food mention for the night.
Turkey and mashed potatoes.
Oh, man. Awesome. Something else that we've actually had in at the store for a while. We just haven't gotten them up on the site. Awful lot going on in the store and on the site, so we're finally getting around to a couple things. We have the Platinum 3776 Century Pens. And so here we have... you've got the burgundy and the blue. These are really pretty.
Yeah, it's a tough choice. Which one is the prettier there? I like that blue, but that red is just a dive.
Stunning. And Eddie G is not in the chat. He is busy working, but I know that this was a pen. This is the Pure. This was one that Eddie G's been drooling over.
And it's got like a frosted finish, and it's faceted.
Yes, it's very cool. Very cool.
So.
And it comes in a fun box. It's different than the other boxes. It's got a pearlized finish and a different shape. It's got that oval shape, so this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. Nice little gift box. Yeah. So. Yep. Yeah, and so Lisa sneaks around my back, and she put stuff up on the website today. You know, I can't keep all that stuff for myself.
Just trying to help.
Yeah. So I don't have the pictures up yet, but that should be coming tomorrow.
Yep. Now, just lots of cool stuff. What else do we have that's coming in?
Oh, did you mention we have the music nib in some of those 3776ers?
We do, and it is a three-tined music nib. Very
red
nice.
And blue, or what?
Yes.
So I don't know. I may get that. I've got the Sailor Music nib. I may like to try the Platinum, maybe.
Maybe
I need
a
blue
cool.
music nib and a red medium or something.
Something.
Oh, did you hear that, everybody?
Knock yourself out.
Knock yourself out, Jesus.
You're just going to hand it over a lot at shows, so get used to sharing.
Well, that's all right. I don't mind sharing.
I know.
What else we got? Anything?
We had a really fun time this weekend with Black Friday. Downtown Appleton is not super slammed for Black Friday. Everybody goes to the big box stores and to the mall. So it was really nice and steady and busy, but it wasn't crazy and chaotic. So that was really nice for Friday. Saturday was busy as well. And it was just really awesome to see so many people come out for Small Business Saturday. That was wonderful.
Yeah, it was, I was surprised. I mean, it was busy. There was lots of people in. We're playing with a lot of pens, and
we had a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you know, the Cyber Monday and all of that. We had a promo going on, and that went well. Lots of people seemed excited about some of the new stuff, so we had a good time. And downtown is so beautifully decorated with the angels that light up, and there was a window decorating contest, and the store across from us won. So it's really nice to see when it gets a little later in the afternoon and the lights go on. It's just a beautiful display across the street.
All right. Okay. So, Wayne's killing me here in the chat. He says, "Podcast essentials: 1, raccoon versus car."
Hey, it's not my fault.
Twice, almost twice. 2, food, of course. 3, retro 51 ballpoints. 4, booze. 5, Eddie G reference. 6, Wayne reference while holding up pen, and 7, shout-out. So we're going to hit almost all of those.
We are. Well, we mentioned Wayne gave himself kind of a little reference when you were talking about the doctor's pens.
Oh, I missed it. I was going to do my thing.
We did
maybe
not
he needs, maybe he needs one of these.
He might. Raccoon versus car. You know, the first time it's not my fault. The second time I avoided it, and now that we're home, wildlife is safe for several months. Life is good.
Except for the people that are walking down the middle of the street, but that's another story.
They weren't walking. He was in a... Yeah, it was bad. Anyway. Anyway. Are we going on to shout-outs?
I think so. Did we mention the sailor giveaway?
We did not. That's huge. Win a frickin' pen, man.
It's right at the top of the blog, blog.andersonpens.com. You can't miss it. Place an order. It's like $35. It's like nothing. Couple bottles of ink. And you qualify, and take a picture and put it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, what have you. I'll even help you out. You could win a Sailor 1911 standard, your choice of red, blue, yellow, black, and your choice of any of the 7 standard nibs, extra fine, fine, medium fine, medium, broad, zoom, or music. Special thanks to Sailor and Itoya for the giveaway. And right now you need to seriously consider that, because that's a killer, killer pen.
Amazing pen. Yep. Love mine.
Wait a minute. Can I enter?
No.
Well, why not? Can I buy a platinum and then enter to win the Sailor contest?
You could buy a platinum and then enter to win the Sailor contest. Yes, you could buy whatever you want. But since the three of us, you, Dave, and I, are voting on the most creative, fun, etc. Entry, I'm not sure that Dave and I would vote for you.
Oh, ouch. I'm not creative?
Because you're not allowed to win. You can have any pen you want.
Oh, really? All right. Say that again. Okay. Just say that again.
I think it's time for shout-outs.
Oh, okay.
I have one big shout-out today.
Just one?
Well, you know, we could spend an hour and a half just shouting out to everybody, so that's really just going to get boring after a while. Big, big, big shout-out to Bill Sisler, who is laid up on the couch, taken down hard by some medical unpronounceable drama. So big hugs to Big Bill. Have a meatball.
Hang in there, Bill.
Have a meatball.
Or some good drugs that Jenny gives you, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Jenny had to fill, what, 5 prescriptions or something. So
yeah,
hang in there.
Crazy like
don't mess around with that stuff. And it's also, you know, that time of year, everybody's getting sick, so.
Yeah, get better soon, because, like, what, Long Island's, like, 5 months away, for heaven's sakes.
He'll be fine. Yep. So, that's it.
All right, so we said we keep it short, and it's short. So Lisa can
go to bed.
would have been. Yeah, everybody say to get better to Bill in the chat. Because, you know,
yes, everybody.
Send good vibes his way.
Awesome.
So we'll keep it short this week.
That's it.
We'll do it again next week.
Use your pens.
Use your pens. Write to us. 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. Catch us online.
You can send us an email. Well, I thought you were going to keep going.
I don't.
Send us an email. You can email Brian@AndersonPens.com, or you can send an email to me at Lisa@AndersonPens.com. You can check us out.
Machine here.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and God knows what other social media is Anderson Pens.
Blog is blog.AndersonPens.com, where you go to find the Sailor giveaway.
And the website is AndersonPens.com.
Join the mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, guys.